Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to Wise Money. This is Gar and Leanne Lenander inviting you to join us now. While we have some interesting questions that we are going to ask of you and of Bob.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, Bob. We have to.
You've got to earn your money here.
You're making me nervous.
That's the important thing. We want you to be nervous, but we want you to answer the questions. And for you listening, think of the answers to this. See if you understand what those questions are and see if you can answer the questions.
Well, I've got a series of questions that I'm going to ask Bob, and this is a product, Bob.
Okay.
So we'll see if when you get the answer, I've got five or six of them, you may spit the answer out, and that'll be fine. Can you get growth on this product? Well, obviously you don't know this yet. Can you get income off of this product? Perhaps. You might be thinking about it.
Are you listening careful, Bob?
I am. I'm taking notes.
Okay. Probably your most valuable or most important asset. Protects your asset base. Can give you some peace of mind. Has an opportunity for growth.
Growth, okay.
And avoids probate.
These are six characteristics?
Six characteristics. I think I might have missed one here. Oh, you can get income off of it, too.
Okay, income.
It's something that... Go ahead.
And let's see. I'm going to... an insurance product?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Is it life insurance?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's very interesting.
What do I win?
Well, I got a glass of water over here I can bring over for you.
Well, you'd probably dump it on me.
Yeah, well, like I did last week in the studio. It's very interesting. People, when they think about life insurance, it's kind of like giving somebody a piece of tinfoil to chew on. Oh. And people don't know, life insurance, I don't know. I don't know if I like that. But life insurance has many valuable qualities, and we don't really think about them because it is very almost despicable to talk about it because you're talking about somebody dying, and then you're going to get a value out of it. And I remember my dad telling when he was a young boy, he had gone to a funeral, and the minister had gotten up and preached, and one of the questions he asked was, I hope he didn't have any of that evil life insurance.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Really? That was a long, long time ago.
That was a long time ago. That was back in probably 1905, 1906, but that's a lot of people thought about that. It was evil. It was evil.
What was the reasoning?
Well, because it wasn't...
Oh, you're profiting, maybe?
Yes, you're profiting in somebody's death.
Okay.
And it probably wasn't in God's plan. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what the rationale was. But let's talk a little bit about life insurance. I think the most important thing is to talk about the human life value. The question always comes up to a young person who's got a couple of kids. He's got a mortgage. He's buying a car on time. These kids are going to have to go to college or go to school. They're going to have to be raised. And the guy says, well, I got some term insurance at work. I got $50,000 of term insurance. And it's almost laughable because $50,000 won't last more than about 15 minutes trying to raise a family. Mm. Think about this. Let's assume the guy is 30 years old and he's making $50,000 a year. He's going to work at least 30 years. And if he doesn't get any raises between now and age 60, his human life value is $1.5 million.
The human life value. I don't think people think of it in that way.
No, they don't. And that's the way they should think about it.
By human life, you mean his earning potential.
His earning potential for the family. Mm-hmm. And that's what people don't think about because it is so very important. Who's going to take care of those children if he were to die? Unfortunately, these things do happen. Car accidents, illnesses, whatever. And the value of that human who has responsibilities is horrendous.
When you're looking at life insurance and you just kind of set it aside and say, okay, I have all these important assets. These assets are very, very important to my family. They're important to me because of retirement, which affects my family. It's important to our longevity, covering us for any emergency, and therefore there's different kinds of life insurance that can be looked at as a base to protect that person and to protect that family. And that's where the star part comes in. It's, you should put a star by it, because that's really an important part of your whole financial plan.
A question always comes up, Bob. If you go in to borrow money from a bank, what's the first thing they ask? What do you have?
Oh, yeah. What do you
Yeah. What you got? You got life insurance in case you die. We want our money back.
Yeah.
They don't want the business that may be failing or not, or they don't want the old car that's no longer any good. They want to get their money back, and that is very, very important. They got to get their money back.
They don't want to run a business.
They don't want to run a business. Right. They don't have a clue how to run the business. Mm-hmm. But if you die, they got to get their money back.
There's a feeling of comfort if you know you do have some kind of coverage. Because if some emergency happens and one or the other of the spouse dies, or there's a big emergency with someone in the family and some kind of life insurance isn't, if it wasn't there, they won't have that income coming in to protect them and to also give them a bridge to get to the other side.
There's a time frame that there's, you need to survive. That's right.
You have to survive. And how can you survive if all once you have all this debt out there?
And no means of support. Perhaps mama has quit work and stayed home with the kids. And she has maybe no marketable skills. Who knows? That's why life insurance is so very, very important.
My brother was killed when he was 29. Our cousin was killed when he was 28.
Oh.
Now, my brother was not married, but he had debt out there because he had a big semi that had to be covered, and they would not sell him that semi until they were sure he had enough life insurance. And when he was killed, he went, I won't go into the whole story, but he went through a guardrail because he lost control of it going through the mountains. And at any rate, the highway department came back to my folks, and they wanted to be paid for the damage done.
You're kidding.
No, and my cousin, it was the same thing. There was damage. There was a horse that stepped in the way, and my cousin hit it, and he was killed. His wife got off on the other side. But there was a family there. My brother didn't have a family yet, but my cousin did. He had a family, and his wife and his two children would have really suffered if they hadn't had some kind of family coverage, some kind of life insurance to protect them.
Oh, sure. Wow. It's stuff people don't really think about.
No, they really don't think about it. Always the big question is, what do I buy? Well, the answer is, what can you afford? Obviously, whole life or universal life is the better. But most young family members or family people can't afford a lot of whole life. So they should buy term. Buy as much term as you can afford. And one of the questions or comments I always get is, well, I've got this term at work. Yes, I'm not saying to drop that. You always keep it. But the problem with term at work is when you leave the work, you leave the term most of the time.
And when you leave, you might not be as insurable at your next place.
That's right. And I had a situation many years ago where two guys were, I'd gotten a call to go sell them some insurance. This happened to be disability. And they were president and vice president of a company, and they were leaving that company, and they were going to form their own company. And we got talking about insurance, and I said, what about disability? Well, we'll get some new disability. Well, one of them was grossly overweight. And we talked a little bit about the health insurance, and neither one of them could have bought. And they finally decided to stay with the company they were with because they were good. They'd have been naked without
just it. For insurance reasons.
For insurance reasons, they could not leave because they couldn't get it.
They were chained to that
place. Were chained to that other company because they couldn't get the insurance.
The insurable side is really important when you're young. And when you get older, it's really important. Well, much more, not as much as when you're young in some respect because you may have a family. But the thing is, as you get older, you may not be able to get insurance, or you have to pay so much extra for it. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you really have to carefully think about this and not just push it off to the side, because it's protecting your asset base, it's protecting your family, it's protecting your income. All of those things come into play.
I have sleep apnea. I have to use my little machine. I cannot get preferred insurance because I have sleep apnea.
Really? Okay. Wow.
It's one of the things. Huh. It just happens to be. It's so be it. But other than that, I have other things are good, but sleep apnea will make you have to get standard insurance. A couple of other comments. I've been in business for 47 years. I have never seen an application. First of all, I spent 25 years in management working with agents. I've never seen a company turn down an application because the applicant was buying too much life insurance. Ever. Haven't ever seen it. The tables are very, very generous. People don't buy enough. Pure and simple. Second comment. Many of the people are getting have universal life contracts right now, and they're getting letters saying, you need more money in your contract. What do I do about it?
You better explain how universal life works.
Universal life is a sharing of the insurance company and the insured with market risk. In other words, it is not guaranteed. If the interest rates are too low, the client is going to have to put in more money. Unlike the old whole life, which was guaranteed, you put in X, you're going to get, that's going to last forever. So the people are getting letters saying, you need to put in more money. And they're now 60, 70, 75. What do I do? Well, there are several things you can do. Obviously, you can put in more money. But most people don't have a lot of extra money to put in. And so you can go to the company and say, would you reduce my coverage? So when you get those letters, or if you've got an old universal life, you better look at that before that nasty letter comes and says, you got a problem. And, well, I'm not planning on dying yet, but I want my insurance. Well, that could be a problem. And the second thing is happening, or third thing is happening right now, is people are finding out that they have a lot of life insurance that they don't want. I got a call from a prospect, a client, who was not my client, it was written by another agent, who said, I've got this $700,000 policy. The premiums are going up. It's universal life. Can I sell it? And yes, you can sell it. The insurance companies absolutely don't want you to do that.
Right.
They would much rather have you lapse it. But there is a market out there for those policies that you don't want. And it's interesting. The sicker you are, the more money you'll get off that policy. It's a reverse of the regular underwriting. You fill out a form. They write to your doctor, they ask all the health questions, and then they will offer you X number of dollars for your policy. It does work.
Yeah.
Obviously, the bigger the policy, the older the applicant, and the sicker the applicant, the better off everybody is. So it does work, and it's really interesting how this works. Like I said, the insurance companies hate it.
Yeah.
They just hate it because they want those policies to lapse.
Mm-hmm.
Leanne, give us your phone number. We're getting near the end.
Okay, my phone number is 651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997.
And you know what? If you didn't catch those phone numbers, no worry. Just call us here at the radio station, and we'll be happy to provide those phone numbers for you. Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5 p.m. we're here, and you can call us, and we will be happy to give you those phone numbers. For Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Experience counts, now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.